Yesterday, Sharaji explained that in Satipatthana Sutta, the one who is practicing Patipatti, the practice completely, is called Iddha Bhikkhu. Iddha Bhikkhu means the bhikkhu who is practicing in this teaching of the Buddha. Or in other words, Iddha Bhikkhu also means whether it is a bhikkhu, male monk, bhikkhuni, female monk, upasaka, male lay devotee, upasika, female lay devotee, whoever among these bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasaka, or upasika is practicing in this Buddha's teachings is called a bhikkhu. And it is explained that the meaning of the bhikkhu is the one who sees the suffering in the continuous arising of the nama rupa, and thus seeing the samsara as frightening, such person is called a bhikkhu. Seeing the suffering in the continuous arising of the nama rupa, one seeks the way to escape from the continuous arising of the nama rupa samsara. And Satipatthana is the way to escape from the samsara. And through the practice of Satipatthana, one removes the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, and delusion. As one is frightened of the suffering of the samsara, one removes the kilesa defilements. One has to prevent the defilements from arising. One has to prevent, suppress, and uproot the defilements through the practice of Satipatthana meditation. Kilesa bhindati iti bhikkhu. It is another definition of bhikkhu. Bhikkhu is the one who removes the defilements. The defilements, which are the cause of suffering of the samsara, has to be removed. But if a person does not remove the defilements systematically, then it will be just bhikkhu by name. The one who sees the suffering in the samsara needs to remove the defilements which are the cause of suffering. And Buddha taught the way to remove the defilements in order to end the suffering of the samsara. And Buddha taught Kaye Kayanupassi Viharati. And Saraji will continue to explain from both theoretical and practical aspects today. The one who removes the defilements is a bhikkhu. And in order to explain what is a true bhikkhu practically, it is said that Kaye Kayanupassi Viharati. Whether it is the bhikkhu who is practicing in the teachings, or whether it is the yogi who is practicing in the teachings, is a bhikkhu by practicing Kaye Kayanupassi Viharati. Kaye means the kaya, the group of materiality. So, Kayanupassi is the one who is repeatedly mindful of the object that is arising at the present moment. Viharati means the person who is standing, walking, lying, bending, stretching, the person in these postures. So one has to be mindful in any posture, walking, standing, sitting, lying, bending, stretching, and it is called viharati. Ida bhikkhu is the one who is practicing in the teachings, being mindful of the group of materiality, being mindful of the presently arising object, noting it repeatedly. Kaya is the body. Body has many parts like hands, legs, head. These parts, hands, legs, head, make up Kaya, the body. The hair, body hair, head hair, nails, fingernails, toenails. All these parts made up Kaya, the body, the group of materiality. Just as it is said, the group of elephants, group of horse, here Kaya means group of materiality, which is the body made up of many parts. So to explain it, Kaya is the body which is made up of parts such as legs, hands, head hair, body hair, fingernails, toenails. And in these body parts, there are the nature such as hardness, softness. In hair, fingernails and toenails and bones, there is hardness. The skin, the flesh, there is softness. So these hardness, softness are the nature of Patavidhatu, earth element. And in these materialities, there are nature such as heat, warmth, lightness. Heat, warmth, lightness are the nature of temperature element, and they exist. They are the paramattha, kaya. These are the materiality which are the ultimate reality. Cohesion, stickiness, heaviness, they are the apodhatu, the water element. Stiffness, tension, movement, they are the wind, air element. So these, the four great elements, have this nature, which are materiality. And when they are combined together, there is the visible object. Also, there is the smell and the taste, the flavor, sweet, sour, spicy, pungent, salty, bitter. And there is also oja, nutriments. So these are the paramattha, the ultimate realities, which are the true materiality. And such materialities are involved in hair, fingernail, toenails, and so on. In the body, there are 20 kinds of body parts where the Patavidhatu, earth element, is predominant. In hair, head hair, body hair, toenails and fingernails. The earth element is predominant in these hair and nails. There are 10 or 12 kinds of body parts where the Apo Dhatu, water element, is predominant. But such as bile, mucus, and blood, sweat. In such things, the water element manifests. And in the body, the most predominant, they are the most predominant elements in the body, each of the body parts. These are Kaya, the group of materiality. When Pathavi Dhatu and Apo Dhatu, the earth element and water element, are predominant, there is also the temperature element involved. In the body, there are four kinds of temperature. The first one is Jirana Tejo. Jirana Tejo is present in normal temperature in the body, such as 98 degrees is normal temperature in the body. It is called Jirana Tejo. The Jirana Tejo makes the materiality to age. So aging of the body is due to the Jirana Tejo. And at times there are imbalances in the temperature. So when there is imbalance of the temperature, such as heat, it is called Santapana Tejo. And another is Daha Tejo. Daha Tejo is the extreme heat. So it manifests when there is extreme fever, such as 106 degrees. Such is called Daha Tejo. When there is extreme heat in the body, when the fever gets high, one can even become unconscious, and so on. And the fourth is Pachaka Tejo. Pachaka Tejo is the temperature which digests the food that is eaten. So these are the four types of temperature. Among these four, Jirana Tejo, the normal temperature in the body, and Pachaka Tejo, the temperature that digests the food, is present at all times. The other two temperatures arise only when there is imbalance of the temperature, imbalance of the heat. In the body, there are many particles combining together, and they are called Kaya. Vayu Dhatu, the air element, manifests as stiffness, tension, movement, heaviness. So in the body, there is stiffness, tension, movement, and it is the air element. Based on the circumstances and situations, there are six types of air element. There is the air that goes up, that manifests in coughing or burping. The air that goes down, which manifests in passing motion, in the bowel movements. Gocheta. Gocheta is the air in the abdomen apart from the intestine. So in the abdomen, apart from the intestine, there is the gocheta or gochesaya. It is the air that is pervading in the abdomen apart from the intestine. Guttasaya is the air that is in the intestines. And asasa pasasa is the air of in-breath, out-breath. And the sixth is ingamanganusari is the air that is generated by the intention in the bending, stretching during the movements of the body. So in the movement of the body, there is caused by ingamanganusari. It is the air produced by the intention. Even in opening and closing of the eyes, the opening and closing of the eye movement is caused by ingamanganusari. So it is the air that arises in the body that causes the movement of the body parts. In the body, there are 42 basic parts, which are made up of the four elements: Patavi, earth element; Tejo, temperature element; Apo, water element; and Vayu, air element. So to explain it briefly, hardness, softness, roughness, suppleness is Patavi, the earth element. Fluidity, flowing, cohesion, congealing, it is Apo, Dhatu, water element. Warmth, heat, cold, lightness, it is Tejo, Dhatu, temperature element. Stiffness, tension, movement, it is Vayu, Dhatu, air element. In the materiality, there are the four great elements which are combined together, which are inseparable. And there are also the materiality such as the visible object, the sound, smell, the visible object, the smell, the taste, and the nutriment. And there are the objects, the visible form, sound, smell, taste, touch, which are received by the sensitivity materiality, such as the eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity, nose sensitivity, tongue sensitivity, body sensitivity, and the heart base. And later on, Saroji will explain when it gets to the striker element, receptor element, and the ignition element. Kaya manifests in all postures, walking, standing, sitting, lying, bending, stretching, lifting, moving, placing, sitting down, standing up, turning, blinking, opening, and closing of the eyes. And yogi has to be noting the object, naming them, labeling them as lifting, moving, placing, and so on. So in all these objects, there are the materiality which manifests. Ida bhikkhave bhikkhu kaye kayanupassi viharati. Kaye or kaya here is the group of materiality, which is the body. It is the field of objects to be noted. Among the field of objects to be noted, there are the present arising object that is arising freshly new, and one has to be mindful of the presently arising object. Anupassana means observing, noting repeatedly on the object. And this kaya has to be observed as kaya. So when there is rising of the abdomen, one should note it as rising. When there is falling of the abdomen, one should note it as falling. The same goes with other objects such as walking, standing, sitting, lying, bending, stretching, blinking, opening and closing of these eyes. All these are objects to be noted, and one should be mindful of them. When these objects arise, one should be noting them, and one should observe kaya as the kaya repeatedly. Among the field of objects to be noted, one should be noting the presently arising object. In the beginning of the practice, one may not be able to note all. So one has to start noting from object that is few and simple. Sathapakata vipassana biniveso, meaning that one should choose to note the object that is most prominent. Among the materiality, Mahabhuta, the four great elements are more predominant. Among these four great elements, the Vayodhatu, air element, is more prominent. The stiffness, tension, movement, which is the air element, is more obvious, and one should choose to note the object that is most obvious. The example is given when a child starts to go to school, the child has to learn few and easy, simple lesson. The child has to start learning alphabets A, B, C, and then the child has to learn to spell words, reading words. So the child has to start learning from lessons which are few and easy so that the child can cope with the studies and he or she will be happy in school. In the same way, the beginner yogi has to start noting objects that are few and simple. There are instructions that one has to be mindful of the in-breath, out-breath, focusing on the nostrils. But the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji taught rising, falling as the primary object. Rising, falling is connected with breathing in and breathing out. The late Venerable Mahasi Saraji taught rising, falling as the primary object in the sitting meditation. And it is important that the yogi sits in appropriate posture. One sits cross-legged with the upper body upright, 90 degrees to the floor. And primukha satein upatapitwa, meaning that the noting mind should be facing the object. The noting mind should be facing, it should be direct with the object that is noted. The example is given here. When a person welcomes a guest, the person has to go where the guests will arrive. In the same way, in noting rising falling is taking place in the abdomen, and thus yogi has to focus the mind on the abdomen where the rising falling is taking place. And also, yogi must breathe normally. Yogi must not try to hasten the breathing, or one should not deliberately make it slow, but just breathe normally. So sitting cross-legged with the upper body upright, breathing normally, focusing the mind on the abdomen, and when the abdomen rises, note it as rising. When the abdomen falls, note it as falling. So in this way, among the field of objects, one has to note the presently arising object that is arising at the present moment. And one should be repeatedly noting rising, falling, without missing, without failing. Rising, falling of the abdomen is connected with the breathing in and breathing out. And among the six types of air, rising, falling is included in the air that is in the abdomen apart from the intestine. So even the air that goes out upward or the air that goes downward can be noted. So the rising falling, which is included in the air that pervades in the abdomen, can also be noted. When rising of the abdomen takes place, one should note it as rising. When falling of the abdomen takes place, one should note it as falling. In this way, one should note rising, falling repeatedly over and over again. Every time there is rising, every time there is falling. And there is the question, what kind of mental strength should be exerted in order to be able to note rising, falling repeatedly over and over again? And what kind of mental strength are involved in the observation of Kaya as Kaya? And the answer is Atapi Sampajano Satima. There should be ardent effort in noting. There should be sustained mindfulness. The mind, the noting mind, should be sustained on the object. The mind should fall calm, collected on the object. Only if there is ardent effort in the noting, only if there is sustained mindfulness, only if the mind is falling calm, collected on the object, one will discern Kaya as Kaya, and one will be Kaya Nupasi, the person who observes the Kaya repeatedly. In order to encourage yogis who are practicing Satipatthana meditation, the benefits of Satipatthana meditation are explained. Understanding the benefits of Satipatthana practice, one will cultivate faith and confidence in the practice. There will be a strong desire to gain these benefits, and one will be able to practice diligently. So now the yogis are here in order to practice, in order to gain the benefits of Satipatthana meditation. In the practice, there should be atapi, one should have ardent effort in the practice. Every time the abdomen rises, one should exert ardent effort so that the noting mind will stick onto the rising. Every time falling of the abdomen takes place, one should exert ardent effort in noting so that the noting mind sticks onto the falling. So in this way, one should keep on exerting effort, ardent effort, in order to be able to note every rising, every falling. Atapi is the one who exerts ardent effort in noting. So why should one exert ardent effort? The mind normally is easygoing. The mind is usually, the mind has the nature of taking easy, lazy, not being active in working good work. In other words, there is kosaja, the laziness. Kosaja is the laziness which is disgusting. Even though the practicing is good, but there can be laziness, wanting to take easy. This laziness is criticized by others. So a person who has laziness is criticized by others as a lazy bone. The person is cursed and blamed by others as lazy. In order to overcome kosaja, laziness, one needs to exert ardent effort. As soon as the object arises, one should exert ardent effort so that the noting mind will stick onto the object. In this way, one should repeatedly be noting rising, falling with ardent effort. Exerting ardent effort in the noting, one overcomes laziness. Laziness, the defilement, is not accepted as the person is exerting ardent effort. In this way, laziness is dispelled by exerting ardent effort, and the person becomes a bhikkhu by being mindful, noting the object with ardent effort. Having ardent effort, one dispels laziness. One is replacing laziness by ardent effort, and mindfulness is sustained. Sati, mindfulness, guards and protects the mind so that the defilements cannot enter the mind. Rakha, meaning there is protection, the mind is being protected by mindfulness. Avarana, sati, mindfulness, is blocking the defilements so that there is no door where the defilements can come in. And thus, the mind is safe and secure, and there is goti. In this way, the defilements are removed. As the mind is sustained on the object, the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object. Falling calm, collected on the object is samadhi, concentration, and the mind does not become distracted. The defilements are suppressed. The mind is calm and collected. As the noting mind is sustained on the object, and the noting mind falling calm, collected on the object, one discerns what is rising, what is falling. Discerning, one removes not knowing. Just as when light arises, darkness is automatically dispelled. In the same way, when knowledge arises, delusion, not knowing, is also dispelled. And it becomes anupassana, observing repeatedly. Only if there is ardent effort, only if when there is sustained mindfulness, only if when the mind falls calm, collected on the object, only if one discerns the object, there will be anupassana. It is said that there is anupassana repeatedly observing the object, discerning the true nature, and the person is called anupassi, the one who observes the object repeatedly with ardent effort, with sustained mindfulness, discerning correctly. So this will be all for today. Tomorrow, Saraji will continue to explain more in detail. And Saraji encourages the yogi to practice diligently according to the guidance and instructions. And Saraji strongly encourages the yogis to use the time in order to... Saraji encourages the yogi to use the time usefully so that it will be worthwhile practicing in this meditation retreat. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.